WCBS News Time, 10:11. Well, this is not an easy time for the middle class. The Census Bureau's annual report on income and poverty showed that the median household income in 2010 dropped 6.4% in purchasing power since 2007, and that the percentage of Americans living in poverty rose to 15.1%. Let's go live now with Rick Newman, chief business correspondent for U.S. News and World Report. Now, you recognize the bleak nature of some of the numbers, certainly, but you say, though, that nobody's captive to these national trends, and maybe it's time to get cracking, I guess.
Well, these numbers confirm what a lot of Americans already know, which is that it's getting harder to get ahead, and a lot of people feel like they're falling behind. It's very gloomy, and we've heard a lot of headlines over the last 24 hours parroting this whole theme, but you're right. It is worth keeping in mind that just because the trends are negative doesn't mean that any given family or individual is captive to those trends. I mean, there certainly are people who are getting ahead these days, and what differentiates the people who are thriving from those who are not is that the people who are getting ahead tend to have the right skills for this economy, and they know that they have to learn new things constantly, and they do it. So that includes things like a lot of technology skills. They know what's going on with social media. I mean, look at Facebook, look at companies like Apple, and look at all the people, by the way, who are buying those products made by Apple. iPads, record sales there, Macintosh computers, iPhones, and things like that. So it's clear that some people are getting ahead, and the trick is how to join them.
I guess don't resist the fact that things are changing. Go with it.
You have to go with it, and you also have to figure out what that means in your little part of the economy. Mm-hmm. So you have to look around and say, well, in my company or in my region, what are the things that I can do to get ahead? And, you know, I think we have a lot of people have a mentality where, for example, they might just be waiting for certain types of jobs to come back because that's what happened after previous recessions, or just for the overall economy to get better so that will lift them. And that is not happening the way it did before. I mean, mainly because of technology and globalization, the economy is changing faster than it has at any time since the end of World War II. So people really need to be agile. And know that.
You say so much, so many good things here, but buy less stuff is, I think, important, and embrace a quote-unquote lower standard of living.
I feel like a lot of people have already tried this. I mean, clearly Americans have rediscovered frugality, but the data show that our commitment is wobbly, Pat. The savings rate has gone up, but it hasn't gone up that much, and it probably needs to be higher. I mean, people are saving about 5% of their income on average right now, and 10% would be a good target, and higher if you can do it. I mean, we have a consumption mentality, and we have a consumption-based economy. And we really can't keep that up. I don't mean to sound like a school marm wagging my finger here at everybody, but people who have a nice cushion and some savings are in much better shape to make some of the, you know, maybe take some risks or make some of the decisions that they're going to need to make in the future.
Well, thank you so much for joining us live. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
All right, that's Rick Newman, U.S. News and World Report. There's a link to his post, How to Escape the Middle Class Squeeze. It's a great read, and that's available at cbsnewyork.com.